A Living Prophet by Terry Ann Peterson, a true story. I have even sent unto you all my servants the prophets. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 25. When I was 11 years old, my father was called to the bishopric of our ward in Idaho. Back then, the church was small enough that members of bishoprics were invited to general conference at the Tabernacle in Salt Lake City, Utah. My parents decided that my father should go to general conference. They invited my younger brother and me to go with them. My brother and I enjoyed the trip. We stayed at a hotel, ate at restaurants, and visited Temple Square. My father told me that if I went to the back door of the Tabernacle after conference on Sunday morning, I could see our prophet, President David O. McKay. Sunday morning was a cool fall day. I went to the Tabernacle with my parents. I found my way to the place my father had told me to go, and as the minutes passed, I noticed other people gathering there. After conference was over, I kept on waiting and watching, hoping to see President McKay. Suddenly, he came out of the door. He smiled and waved to us. The small crowd of people began singing, "We thank thee, O God, for a prophet." As we stood singing the hymn, a strong, warm feeling filled my being. I knew that the Spirit was telling me that David O. McKay was God's prophet on the earth at that time. That was not the only time I went to the back door of the Tabernacle to see the prophet. Each time, as we sang, "We thank thee, O God, for a prophet," that strong, warm feeling returned to me. I am grateful that when I was a child, Heavenly Father blessed me with a testimony of the living prophets. It has helped me to have confidence in what the living prophets teach. I have been able to feel Heavenly Father's love for me as I have learned to have faith in the living prophets. Sidebar. We also have a living prophet, President Gordon B. Hinckley. He provides counsel and prophetic direction for us in our day. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Ensign, November 2001, page 27. End of sidebar. End of the article, A Living Prophet, by Terry Ann Peterson.